Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that music? You know that means we're gonna go around the NFL. My thing is, we're not going around the NFL. We're just gonna give you our NFL picks for the weekend. Some really good games this weekend. It is divisional round weekend. And it all gets started tomorrow afternoon with what might be the most exciting or most interesting game of the entire weekend. The Colts were really hot down the stretch, won a bunch of games to scramble to get into the playoffs. And then they got into the playoffs. And last week they won on the road in the playoffs at Houston. All told, they've won five in a row. But more than that, they've won 10 out of their last 11 games. Andrew Luck, well, he looks a lot like the Andrew Luck that we all thought he would be when he was drafted. Colts actually played reasonably good defense, which I think is lost on the fact that everybody's always talking about Andrew Luck. The Chiefs I don't know if their defense is good enough to win the Super Bowl, but they got basically one of the most dynamic and exciting players we've had in this league for a long, long time in Patrick Mahomes. He might be good enough to overcome that. He might be good enough to overcome that and Andy Reid. I know they don't generally win home playoff games in Kansas City. I know it's Patrick Mahomes' first playoff game, and so there could be some struggles. But I kind of feel like he's going to get it done tomorrow. I know a lot of people like the Colts, and I understand why they like the Colts, and it wouldn't shock me if they win. But I'm going to pick the Chiefs to win this game. And that means the Chiefs will be hosting the AFC Championship game. Cowboys and the Rams. That's the night game. Could be an interesting game from the standpoint of, you know, the Rams have that offense that everybody's in love with. And Sean McVay, the play caller that everybody is trying to go out and find a duplicate of to hire these days. Cowboys have that defense that is really nasty. They have actually, and it's really hard to say this because most people think he's a clown, but I actually think Jerry Jones and that staff has done a pretty good job of putting together, you know, drafting players, and they've done a pretty good job of building a good young team with a lot of talent. I don't like Dak Prescott. I don't think he's that good of a quarterback. I think he's serviceable, but I don't know he's enough to get you over the top. Jared Goff, we're going to have to see. We're going to find out a lot about him in this game. The Rams, to me, are probably the better team. They're at home. But I got to be honest with you. I think for some reason this Cowboys team and this defense is going to roll the day. I think Jared Goff is going to struggle against that defense. So I'm actually going to go with the road team here Cowboys over the Rams. So, so far on tomorrow, I like the Chiefs and the Cowboys. Sunday, the 1 o'clock game is the game that I think everybody is sort of underestimating. And we talked a little bit about this when we had Chris Carter on. I know the Patriots don't look like they're the same team. Rob Gronkowski is who he is. Looks like he might be done. Julian Edelman looks like he might be done. Tom Brady's got a knee injury and it hasn't looked, you know, completely like he can. The defense is a little bit porous and not great against the run. They struggled in some ways and down the stretch. They struggled 2 weeks ago with the Bills. Last week they destroyed the Jets. I mean, 2 weeks ago. They destroyed the Jets, but that doesn't really mean anything. But I'm going to tell you, that week off is going to do wonders. Wonders for the, I think it's going to do wonders for the Patriots. They'll get healthy. They're rested. They're at home where they don't lose a ton. I think they're undefeated this year, actually, at home. And they rarely lose playoff games there. Everyone is in love with the Chargers, and I understand it. Phillip Rivers is a good guy. Him and his wife have 9 children, and he's a great family man and all that other stuff. And, you know, he deserves this. And the Chargers have been playing really good football. A lot of people think they're going to march into Gillette Stadium on Sunday and win that game. I don't. I really don't. I think the Patriots are going to come out ahead again, and they'll be in the AFC title game for like the 12th or 13th time in a row. That's just, to me, the other part of it is the weather is going to be, looks like, pretty nasty, which is great for the Patriots, not so great if you're the Los Angeles Chargers coming from Southern California. We've seen Southern teams and dome teams win in bad weather, so it's not the deciding factor, but I do think it will be a factor. All told, I like the Patriots to win this game and sets up a Patriots-Chiefs AFC title game. The last game of the weekend, to me, And I probably regret saying this. I think the first 3 games are all going to be really close, tough, hard-fought games. And I could make an argument for either team. Maybe I shouldn't underestimate the Eagles because they did just win the Super Bowl. And I just can't see any scenario where they go down to the New Orleans and beat the Saints in that dome down there. I think Drew Brees and the Saints are a completely different team when they're at home than when they're on the road. I think that they are a team that will actually go out and do the things they do. And you know, Philadelphia will not be able to keep up with them scoring-wise. Nick Foles will, you know, make some plays like he has, but he also makes some plays that aren't very good. The difference is, you know, their defense has been able to come up with plays to get stops and give them an opportunity. I don't think that's going to be the case here. I think Drew Brees and company are going to pretty much have their way with the Eagles. To me, this will be probably the least competitive of the 4 games. I'm not saying the Saints are going to win by 21 or 24 or 30 or something, but it won't shock me if the Saints are up 10 late, score a touchdown, win by 17 or something like that. I mean, I could see them up, you know, say 21 to 10, score a late touchdown, go up and end up winning 28-10, but it's a little closer than that. It won't shock me if it's that kind of game. You know, again, the Eagles are the defending champs. Foles, to me, is a guy that knows how to win, but I just don't think he's going to go. I just don't think he's going to go and win down in the dome. Not against the Saints. Not now. I just don't see it. I can't see it. So this weekend, if you're asking me who I think is going to win the games, as I said, I think the Chiefs win. I think the Cowboys win. think the Patriots win, and I think the Saints win. That means it'll be Cowboys at the Saints for the NFC Championship, Patriots at the Chiefs for the AFC Championship. So that's the way I see it. Of course, we could come back on Monday. I could be wrong, although last weekend I picked all four road teams and went 3-1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.